T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:14 and a half here on this Friday morning, July 23rd. Heat advisory in effect. This is going to feel like 108 degrees. Actually, I think if you're out on a concrete or cutting grass or something else, I think it's going to feel a hell of a lot hotter than that. But officially, highs of 96 today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday. And, you know, it depends on when it rains and how long. But they're saying it's going to be probably, for the most part, dry for the next 3 days and very, very hot. Mike Cooper joins us now, president of St. Tammany Parish, or as we like to refer to him, Coop. How you doing, Coop?
Good morning, Tommy. How did I get the early slot today?
Well, it's a short straw is what happened.
Okay.
Coop, I'm sorry. It happens, but, you know, we got to pass it around. Speaking of hot, the coroner was pretty hot about these videos that were out. Talk about that, if you will, Coop, about Dr. Charles Preston and the press conference you guys had with, I guess, some misinformation as it relates to the COVID vaccine.
Well, we held a press conference on Wednesday with our parish coroner, Dr. Preston, and the top medical professionals of our major hospitals here on the North Shore, St. Tammany Hospital, Ochsner North Shore, Slidell Memorial, and Lakeview Regional Medical Center. And the purpose of the press conference was to advise our citizens of the spike in number of cases that we're seeing here on the North Shore, as we're experiencing all over, actually. And Dr. Preston did express his displeasure with those who may be listening to or conforming to videos reportedly stating that the vaccine is not effective.
And the doctor did point out that they're very well made, and I guess any con man knows that if you're going to, or con woman, the first thing you got to do is feed somebody a little bit of the truth, then you vary from there, and that's where the con comes in. I don't know what the purpose is behind this or not. What would you say? First of all, St. Tammany Parish is a conservative parish. I was talking to a local governmental leader yesterday, and I'm not going to say if it's a man or woman or what parish it was, but they were telling me they're having problems with their own staff, some members of their own staff that are extremely conservative, and they are in the high-risk group, but they're just very resistant. They refuse to get the vaccine. Do you think the politics of St. Tammany Parish have anything to do with the amount of people that have been vaccinated?
It may a little bit. I think our citizens have different reasons why they wish not to or wish to get vaccinated. I know that I did early on when the vaccine became available. I took advantage of that, getting two doses, one in early January and the second in early February. I did not contract the virus throughout the entire year. And I was at work in the office or out and about throughout the entire year. And I have, you know, I've had pneumonia several times. I have, I guess, what you consider underlying health conditions. But I urge all of our citizens to take advantage of the vaccine. The number of hospitalizations are going up now as the number of those getting the vaccinations has leveled off. And as we know, earlier this year, as more and more people received the vaccination, the number of hospitalizations and the number of positive cases dropped dramatically.
Like you, Coop, I've had pneumonia a couple of times in my life due to bronchial infections and so forth. So I was first in line when it came to, I didn't put myself in the early group of people with underlying conditions, although I was very concerned. But as soon as it became available to the general public, I did avail myself of it as well. And one thing I don't understand, and nothing happens in a vacuum, right? But in terms of officials, and you just exhibited leadership by saying, you know, get vaccinated, is this really something that's going to hurt somebody at election time if they come out pro-vaccination? I don't see why there would be hesitancy on the part of leaders to do this. Just speaking in a real world, you know?
I do not think so. In fact, I never even thought about that, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. I'm strictly concerned about the health of our citizens and the health of our community. And we know what happened when the vaccine was not available early last year. There was shutdown of businesses. People were getting sick and hospitalized, and the number of deaths were increasing at a very high rate. I'm simply urging our citizens to do what they would normally do to protect their health and minimize their chances of getting sick or hospitalized, just as we did when the flu shots were available to keep us from getting the flu or minimize the chances of getting the flu.
And polio way back in the day. That's what leaders do. Coop, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, talk about St. Tammany Parish some more. If you guys got some good or bad news out of the numbers in terms of hospitalizations, et cetera, and how concerned are you? I guess it all comes down to me about clogging hospitals, and are you concerned about that happening? And have any hospitals told you that they've had to put off elective surgeries or so forth? 7:20 more, and we come back talking to Coop. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Coop, our friend Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. And Coop asking people or suggesting they get vaccinated, and stop the spread of this COVID so we can all resume our normal lives, and saying he hadn't even thought about consequences with elections. And that's good, because that's what leaders do, Coop. When it comes to, I guess, I would think you would work it from a hospital standpoint and then work back, so that if the hospitals are clogged up with COVID patients because people didn't get vaccinated, and emergency rooms and so forth, and then they can't have elective surgeries, people can't get the cancer treatment they need, et cetera, at that point you consider maybe some kind of different mandates. But is the situation anywhere close to that hospital-wise?
No, they're not close to that at this point. However, the numbers are increasing. Just 2 weeks ago, the numbers were in low single digits as far as the number of COVID patients in our local hospitals. Now those numbers have gone up tremendously, and the number of those that are hospitalized in critical care has gone up as well. From the information that's provided to me, they're not at that stage yet, but there is frustration from our medical officials that now that the vaccine is available, they're showing that over 95% of those being admitted have not been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So the frustration is, if those individuals had been vaccinated, perhaps they would not be admitted into the hospital.
What about St. Tammany Parish government? Do you have any numbers on the people that are vaccinated? Is there any policy as it relates to that, or is it up to them?
We strongly encourage our employees to take advantage of the vaccine and get vaccinated. Unlike it was last year, if somebody is sick or tests positive or has to stay home due to COVID, there's no what we call COVID time to provide time off other than their normal accrued sick time. So there's an incentive to get the vaccination, because if you are sick and you do miss work, you'll have to use your own sick time or vacation time.
When it comes to the flooding that happened in Mandeville earlier this week, I guess it was, do you have a number, a total number of houses or apartments or whatever? How many people?
No, I do not have the number. I do not have the number, but that was a heavy rain in a very short period of time, 8 to 12 inches of rain in the Covington-Mandeville area, particularly just south of I-12 near Highway 190. We have a pond under design, the Westwood Pond, as we call it. It's been under design. It will relieve some of the flooding that occurred. It's just east of where much of the flooding is. And we also have a moratorium in place for new residential development in the area just east of this as well, while this pond is being designed and construction hopefully will take place next year to relieve some of this. We've had over 60 inches of rain already in our area this year, which is about 2 feet over the amount of rain that we would normally have received by this time of the year. So it's incredible what we've received, as well as what you all have received on the South Shore, the amount of rain at this time.
Coop, I appreciate your time. I like talking to you, and I'm sorry you got up early. We had you on early today. We'll give you the later slot next time, all right?
I'm up early every day.
I knew you were.
Appreciate the opportunity to share this with our citizens.
I figured you were. Thank you, Coop. We could take a break. We come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.